The content of this recording is copyrighted by Sandler Systems, LLC. All rights reserved. This is the Building Blocks of Success with Glenn Mattson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Building Blocks of Success, another empowering episode to help us really live in the present moment. Let me tell you what's going to happen today in Season 4, Episode 9. A lot of this journey that we've had has been areas from based on living in the present moment, having regret, some thought processes. But I want to share with you what happened this week. And it happened over 5 different coaching sessions with 5 different types of executives. And let me walk you through what happened, how it happened. And because not only did it happen to them, it happens to everybody. And it's across the board. What I'm going to be sharing with you is called futile emotional states. Now, futile emotional states, as I start to talk about these, you may say to yourself, okay, that sounds familiar. Yep, I've heard that before, or I've walked that walk. But I want to share with you not only what they are, but how they impact you. And futile emotional states is the stuff that honestly absolutely is a vampire to you. It drains you of energy. It drains you of courage. It drains you of confidence. It is awful. And many of us actually fuel our futile emotional states by thinking that they are a good thing, when they think that they're a strength, when the reality is they're just awful, right? So you have to realize any strength overexposed becomes a weakness, right? So if you're someone who really prepares for a meeting and by being prepared, you've shown yourself in different types of meetings that you did really well in the meeting because you were prepared. Now, what that starts to teach you is that by being prepared, you'll win. But it also shows you that at 3 o'clock in the morning, when you roll over in your bed, that little thing in the back of your head says, Glenn, are you prepared? Did you do as much as you should have? Do you know this about this? Do you understand this about that? And it starts asking 500 questions. Now, regardless if I know what they're not in my head, now I'm up. So I want to talk to you about what I have found in my career. And a lot of people I coach is, again, realize the people I'm coaching are high achieving, overachieving entrepreneurs that are really trying to figure out either A, how to scale and start to do more, or how do they help others on their team to think, act, and behave like them so they can have more success, among other stuff. Okay. So when we're talking, a lot of times it's about get more done in less time. And how do we put 6 pounds in a 2-pound bag? Well, I want to walk you through a handful of scenarios that occurred that I think really everyone listening in can affiliate with. Now, first of all, I want to just visually, because I can't, you know, physically show it to you. So I want you to, in your mind's eye, imagine if you just stood up straight, put your hands out left to right, almost looks like it makes a perfect T. Arms that were at your waist, right? And hands, palms against your hands. They just go straight up in the air. So now your palms are facing down, your fingers are pointing out. And what happens is we're going to use that as a representation of a timeline. And far to your left fingers is the past. Far on your right fingers is the future. So if you move your head and you look to your left fingers, you're looking in the past. You turn your head 180 degrees and now you're looking at your right hand pointing straight out to your fingers. That's the future. Where your head is, where your neck is the present moment. So the first person I want to share with you, and I'm not going to call anyone a name, I'm just going to say the first person. Things I heard were, why can't I? I'm such a loser at. Whenever I get close, it always happens to me. How come I always do? I can't get out of my own way. I know what I should be doing, but I just keep screwing it up. Now, this individual wants to be better, wants to move up market, wants to do some things, but struggling with the mindset. They're struggling with what we call equal business stature. They 100% have the skill set to do it all. But as we know, the success triangle, skill isn't what makes us successful all the time, is it? So how many of you have clients that are somewhat what I call routine milk runs? These are individuals that, you know, 80% of the time, they're the same type of client, same type of demographic, same type of problem, same type of solution, same type of talk track that you do. You're like an autopilot. And then you start to talk to someone or have a conversation with someone that is way outside your petri dish, way outside your comfort zone. So this individual, just for sake of discussion, was talking to people that made under $100,000. And in this scenario, then all of a sudden, he starts now talking to people makes around $500,000. And his results are dramatically different between the $500,000 and the $100,000. And every time something doesn't go well with the people making $500,000, what I hear is, why can't I? I'm such a loser. Why do I always do it? Now, part of the issue about living to your left, which is the past, when we look at the past, what starts to happen psychologically, we actually relive that episode. Whatever the hell we're thinking about, we actually relive it in our head. And when we relive it in our head, many of us, shockingly enough, will actually have the same feelings that we did when it occurred. Now, will they be as strong? No. Will they be present? 100%. That's why sometimes we feel sad or uncomfortable. Sometimes we even start to sweat. Sometimes we all just want to forget about it. So as we relive it, one of the things that's really interesting, as we relive it, only one of two things can start to happen. If we relive it, we can learn from it, but to learn from it, we have to let it go. So how many of us relive an episode that happened 2 days ago, a week ago, a month ago? Why didn't you ask for a referral? You could have asked that tough question, right? All that stuff. And what we're doing is reliving the past, but by reliving the past and not letting it go, which means we can't live, we can't learn from it, excuse me. So if we can't learn from it, we're not letting it go. If we can't let it go, it's called guilt. So when we look at the past, when we look at anything that's happened yesterday, 1 minute ago, the only thing I want you to ask yourself is there a learning outcome, right? Is there something that you could have done better, different, more of, start doing that you're not, or stop doing that you are? Instead of beating yourself up, just look at it and say, what's my lesson? You should have as your objective, literally every day, you should have a lesson every day. If you don't have a lesson every day, that means you didn't push yourself hard enough because you didn't fail. Failure gives you lessons. You got to figure out lessons. You had no lesson that day. You didn't push hard historically. So look for a lesson every day. You know me, I'm real big on having a time to decompress. On your way home, you should always ask, what the hell did I learn? If you have people working for you every day, what'd you learn today? What'd you learn today? If they're not learning, really? Now, that was one of my clients, constantly lives in the past, constantly beats himself up. He uses words that are not the right words. He's got to learn to use words like I failed at, not I'm a failure because. He also needs to learn how to, as he says, I'm not good at this. He's now learning how to use the words yet. I'm not good at this yet. That's one individual. So how many of us, as we think about things that we should have done that we didn't do, do we have a tendency to beat ourselves up? How many of us have a tendency not to learn from the past, but relive it over and over and over again? No redeeming value. On average, they will tell you 18% of business and or efficiencies lost off the table because of guilt. Now let's look to our left, to our right. Move your head over 180 degrees. That's the future. So now let me talk to you about another one of my clients, new to me, first session. It was all about anxiety. I don't want to feel anxious. Anxiety is a good thing. Same thing with sadness. Sadness is a good thing. Anxiety is a good thing. Stop all this social media stuff that you shouldn't feel sad. You should feel sad. It's okay feeling sad. It's what you do with sadness that's the problem. Feeling anxiety is a good thing. Sadness is a natural feeling. So is anxiety. It's a natural feeling. Never, ever, ever try to have as a goal, I don't want to feel anxious. No way. Anxiety is good. That means something ain't right. What you do when you're anxious is critical. Only two things can happen when you become anxious. Either you get immobilized or you get motivated. So motivation is something that has to do with the future that creates action in you. That's motivation. When your anxiety turns to worry, and the difference between worry and motivation is action. See, people who worry have a high level of immobilization. And it's kind of ironic, or it is very ironic actually, is that what they worry about, they don't do anything to change it. They don't do anything to pivot or change the outcome. So when the outcome occurs, guess what they say? See, I told you so. So worry is almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. I want you to understand that anxiety, the future, what happens if, all that stuff is just mindless jibber jabber. If you have something in the future that's coming up, got to wrap your head around it intellectually. You got to understand what your plan of attack is, your roadblocks, all those things I've shared with you and how to become a better decision maker. But I want you to realize action is key. So action is key for the future and letting go is the key for the past. Let me give it to you again. Taking action is what controls your future. Letting go is what controls your past. Now that means that we have to look at where the head is right now in this left arm, right arm visual representation. The head is in the present moment. And futile emotional states outlines how much time, energy, and effort we waste by either living in our left hand or living in the right hand. It's almost three times as much impact as anxiety and worry. It's close to 40%. The other one I want to share with you, if you look at the timeline that we have and throw a little quantum physics in it. So right where your head is, for instance, just look up. And above you is people in process. See, people in process, the natural feelings of people in process is frustration. Frustration is a good thing. And again, just like anxiety, just like sadness, never run from frustration. Frustration is good. It's a natural feeling. What you do with frustration is the problem. I had a whole hour session with two different coaching clients that are extremely frustrated with people on their team. So again, you're frustrated with people and process. When frustration gets off the reservation, when you get frustration off the kilter, then it becomes anger. And let me share with you how that happens. It's called feeling thought to feeling. You have a feeling that of frustration because Glenn didn't get you the report in time. The second you find out that I'm not going to get you that report in time, you now have a thought. And the thought is, he never gets stuff done when he's supposed to. And then with a blink of an eye, you are reacting to that statement in your head. You're now getting more angry because, not because I didn't do the report, you're angry because Glenn never does the report and he always does this to me. So when we look at people, you have to ask yourself, what are you really angry about with them? What are you really angry about? Are you angry about today? Or are you angry about patterns of yesterday? Because more times than not, we put people in the doghouse because of things they did yesterday. The patterns of what we think and what we kind of assume that they are from now on. I had one person talk about someone on his team, and he's a service person, and all he is service. He's a great person, amazing at service, but his role calls for more than that. So whenever he doesn't do what the role calls for, which is some prospecting, referrals, etc., there's frustration. There's always frustration out of making someone into something that they're not. So when we start talking about anger, you got to realize anger happens with people in process. And we just have to take a deep breath and say, what am I really angry about with this individual? Second question you have to ask yourself is, are they aware of what to do and how to do it? Third question, do they have the knowledge of how to? And don't assume that the answer is yes because they have tenure. Do they have the knowledge? If you have yes to awareness and you have yes to knowledge, you only have two end games that could be the reason. One, I don't want to.
and that's a commitment problem. The other is I'm afraid to, and that's a bravery issue. Bravery issues you can overcome. Commitment issues are very difficult to overcome. Are they aware of what to do? Do they know how to do it? What's causing them to choose not to? Lack of commitment or lack of courage, which is a bravery issue. I wanted to share with you in the building blocks of success how important it is to live in the present moment, how important it is not to beat the hell out of yourself or others about something that happened in the past. Unless you can let it go, you're never going to learn from it. One of the greatest things that you can do is teach your people, yourself, to live in the present moment. Second thing is to teach your people to let it go. If you learn the lesson, if you learn what you needed to learn from the scenario, let it go. Keeping it in your head and reliving it over and over has zero good outside, right? Zero good benefit, nothing. So make sure, again, that piece happens. Then also have the ability that if you see something that's coming up in the future, if you want to do it, put it on the side of your bed too, as you have a little notepad. So whenever your brain gets up and starts worrying, air quotes, just start write down the action items that you need to do when you first wake up. Sometimes I've gotten up at 3 o'clock in the morning and done those action items. But when you transfer them from your head to paper and with the knowledge that I'll do it when I first wake up, it takes it out of your brain. So just remember, anxiety is either immobilizing or takes action. Sadness, learn from it and let it go. When you have frustration, it's with people and process. Don't go from feeling to thought, because that means frustration will turn into anger. All of this is to learn how to be present in the moment. When you're present in the moment, you're not living in the past, you're not worried about the future, you're not frustrated with your people or your systems, it's amazing on what type of answers you can come up with. You've heard everyone in the world tell you about work on, not in, blah, 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 right? Working so much on, I'm not working in. Working so much in the business, and I can't work on the business. All that fun stuff. I'm talking about working on you. So when you get home tonight, you start talking to the kids or your spouse. Are you thinking about work? Are you thinking about what's on TV? Or are you actually living in the moment? Futile emotional states, biggest vampire that's out there. Don't give them the opportunity to suck your blood and reduce your effectiveness by 18% by living in the past, almost by 40% by living in the future, close to 30% by the frustrations that you have on people and process. There's so much time, energy, and effort sucked out of us because of this. You have no idea how much time and energy I spend with clients, helping them learn how to shut off their brains so they can sleep at night, learning how to not think about something and all of a sudden be just really viciously angry inside because of someone on the team. Learn how to process it and let it go. Gain the knowledge, gain what you need to, let it go. Live in the moment. It's another episode of the Building Blocks of Success. Hopefully it's going to help you become the best version of yourself.
This is the Building Blocks of Success with Glenn Mattson.